Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Ananya Bhardwaj, our senior assistant editor, wrote an article titled "Jails Full, Jammu and Kashmir Police Struggle to Execute Arrest Warrants Under the Draconian PSA." This is Tenzin Zompa, and in today's episode, I present to you the podcast version of this article. A crackdown under the Jammu and Kashmir Public Safety Act PSA 1978 over the last 2 months has put pressure on local prisons, with many warrants now lying unexecuted because the jails are running at capacity, the print has learned. Arrests under the Act target those who participate in stone-hurling demonstrations and others deemed to be carrying out activities detrimental to national security. Over 500 people are currently being held under the Act in Jammu and Kashmir, 150 of whom were arrested between March and April alone, sources in the security establishment said. These numbers are over and above the prisoners jailed under other crimes such as murder, theft, etc. To resolve the situation, the Jammu and Kashmir police have made a list of jails outside the Union Territory and are writing to prison departments in Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh, seeking to shift out some prisoners so space can be made to accommodate more PSA accused, the sources said. A source said, and I quote, "Because of the crackdown on people involved in stone pelting and other acts that are detrimental to the security of the country, many were arrested under PSA in the last 2 months." The source further said, and I quote, "The central jail in Srinagar is full and is the Kot Balwal jail in Jammu, which is the largest jail in the Union Territory. Smaller jails in districts of Kashmir also do not have space, so we are trying to find ways to accommodate prisoners. We may also shift to some of them outside Jammu and Kashmir to make space," the quote ends. The source said some of the more quote-unquote chronic stone pelters are already sent to prisons outside Jammu and Kashmir so that they cannot evade the system. The quote begins, "There is a nexus that operates inside the prison through which they are able to evade the system. If they are lodged outside Jammu and Kashmir, they do not have access to local residents or people they know who may help them, which is why the most chronic of stone pelters who are habitual offenders are all kept in jails outside Jammu and Kashmir," the quote ends. According to Jammu and Kashmir Prison Department officials, while the central jail in Srinagar has the capacity to house approximately 500 people, Kot Balwal can accommodate approximately 800, while the smaller jails in districts across the valley have a strength ranging between 60 and 300. There are a total of 14 jails in the valley with an overall capacity of approximately 3,600. A source in the prison department told the print, and I quote, "There is a space crunch, jails are full, but we can accommodate more. The government has already taken a decision to move some people out," he said. The quote ends. The PSA allows the police to detain any person without trial for up to 2 years, subject to a review every 6 months, in the case of persons acting in any manner prejudicial to the security of the state. Moreover, any person acting in any manner prejudicial to the maintenance of public order can be held in administrative detention up to 1 year. Detention orders under PSA can be issued by divisional commissioners or district magistrates. Moreover, the authority detaining an individual under the Act need not disclose any details about the detention. Referring to the unexecuted warrants, the security source said, and I quote, "We have booked people, but we have not executed those warrants as there is no space in jails. Those people will be arrested once space is made. It is being done on priority," the quote ends. Asked the reason behind the crackdown, conducted despite a drop in incidents of stone throwing, the source said it was necessary for maintenance of law and order. The source further added, and I quote, "These arrests are essential to prevent commission of offences involving breach of peace and tranquility, activities prejudicial to the security of the state, and maintenance of public order," the quote ends. Some residents of the downtown Srinagar, from where the maximum number of people have been arrested under the PSA, feel that the police speaking of people has brought the situation under control. However, others claim that several innocents were also arrested under the Act. A resident who did not wish to be named told the print, and I quote, "People are scared to raise their voices here. If we say anything, protest about anything, the people will slap PSA on us and put us behind bars. There will be no hearing after that for 2 years. No one wants that, which is why everyone is lying low. The situation is not fine, it is controlled," the quote ends. Another resident of downtown Srinagar, whose relative was arrested in a 2019 case of lynching, said on condition of anonymity that PSA accused who are released by the courts after appealing against their arrest are re-arrested in different cases. He claimed, and I quote, "The police may say there is a review of each PSA case and it is lifted if the person is not found to be guilty. The reality is that people booked under PSA are re-arrested in different cases even after the court releases them and lifts the PSA. The police ensure that they do not come out of the prison," he said. He further alleged, and the quote begins, "My relative have been in jail for the last 3 years. He got bail in that case, but before he could come home, the police slapped PSA against him in a separate case and kept him inside prison. This was done to ensure that he does not return home despite being granted bail." The quote ends. A senior police officer, however, denied the allegations and said the reviews of PSA cases are conducted diligently and the ones found to be not guilty are released. The officer further said, and I quote, "Regular reviews are undertaken on a case-by-case basis and accordingly extension in the detention or revocation is made based on reports of field agencies and the ground situation. The case you are referring to where PSA was invoked and people given bail were re-arrested are those of habitual offenders and those arrested for heinous crimes." Thank you so much for listening to The Print Pod. We will be soon back with another episode.